Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great big visit with Doug Griffiths, the author of 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. 13ways.com, is that right, Doug?
.com.ca, yep. I'm in Canada, but we've got both websites.
All right, good deal. So, and the book's out now, it's second edition, and you got a new one coming out, Doug?
Yeah, I haven't quite settled on the title, but it'll be something about the rise of rural America.
Right.
Because it is about those all those shifts that are coming and about the great opportunity rural communities have to take advantage of it. They are poised and positioned to grow if they just want to adapt.
I think so, too, because every town can't have an interstate. But every town can be connected to the backbone in a better way than they are without too much, with their own investment. You can't, no town's going to build their own interstate, but they can, but the interstate of the 21st century is the internet. And,
yeah, and it does. It takes you to the entire world.
Yep.
And it's, you know, for millennials, it's just not an option. And I, they need a quality of life. They want to be connected to the rest of the world, and they want, real neighborhoods to live in, real communities to be part of. And those are the big three ingredients that the next generations are going to need.
Right. But of course, in rural America, you talked about, we've been talking about subdivisions. They want neighborhoods, not subdivisions. But the truth is, in rural America, the subdivisions are the neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah. That's why these rural communities have to realize they have all the potential they need to grow, but they need to be prepared to make those adaptions, and then they need to target their market. Most communities we're working with are their idea of marketing is to create brochures or to create a website, or even now some of them are getting progressive and putting stuff on Facebook when the average age of people on Facebook is 42 years old, and they're not the people they're trying to attract.
Right.
We live in a Instagram world where it's about aesthetics, and they got to really target their market and then invest, and it'll pay off huge dividends.
This is the problem we've got older folks running cities and towns who are wondering why they can't be competitive in the 21st century, and a large cohort of their future, of their present, are the younger generations, and then those people aren't even being asked. They're not being invited to the party, so to speak. They don't have enough clout yet. But there's going to be an intersection out there. There's going to be a crossover, isn't there, Doug, where the millennials, of course, you know, the older millennials now are 40, 41 years old. And it's going to come, we're getting near an intersection where the older generations are going to wane, and the younger generations, the Gen Y and the Gen Z, are going to be, you know, coming on in with their full force, and there's going to be a reckoning out there in these communities, isn't there? When that changeover happens.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we're looking at the largest voting bloc is now millennials. The largest, and they don't have the largest amount of disposable income yet, but they are going to be the largest spending population as they. Their wealth increases, and if we don't cater to them and the changes that are necessary, I mean, it's like somebody who is still, you're selling computers in a generation, in an age when very fewer people buy desktop computers, they buy laptops and a screen, and they're using, and then you lament the fact that people have changed and they're buying laptops, but you can lament it all you want, you're going to go broke. You either change and adapt to what people are looking for, or you go broke. And communities are going to be the same way. They're going to, they can complain that they don't like the changes, but that won't help them succeed in the future.
One of the most amazing forces in nature is the reality of demographics, isn't it? I mean, this is something fail to study demographics and the waves that they create at your own peril. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we know the impact the baby boomers had after World War II on the economy, and it created the 50s, and then the generation that came along created the 60s and the hippie generation, and every generation has had significant impacts, smaller generations in the 80s and 90s, but now with millennials coming, I mean, they're, of course, changing the world significantly, and, you know, I say it every time I get, and you've said it too, I get frustrated when people complain about millennials, because I think they are going to be one of the strongest community building, conscientious generations we've seen in a long, long time.
Well, I get frustrated with them too. I employ them, and I love them, or I wouldn't employ them. And I have, but they do things sometimes that drive me nuts, but they're the future, and they do things differently, a lot differently than we do, and that's part of the reckoning I'm talking about. This is where communities have to recognize that you know, finding a way to coexist with all these generations that we talked about in the beginning of our visit, that's going to be the key to survival of all these communities. Hey, Doug, I need your website quickly, please.
It is the number one, the number three, WAYS.ca.
13ways.ca. That's the name of the book, 13 Ways to Cure Your Community. Hey, Doug, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
We'll
summer's here. I get a little bit of a break, so I'm looking forward to spending more time. I'd love to come back.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. Thanks for being here. Doug Griffiths, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.